Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Glenn Long.
In June 2012.
When the theme was Lifesaver.
So, when I was about 25, I was invited on a stag weekend on a barge. It was the stag weekend. The groom was a guy called David, and I was very good friends with him at school. But actually, in the intervening years, we'd kind of fallen out of contact. And truth be told, I hadn't really heard from him in years. And actually, I didn't even know he was getting married. So I was actually quite surprised and flattered to have been invited to his stag do. So the day came round. It really was only sort of 10 days after receiving the invitation. And I already know in advance his best man is Alex, who is another good friend of mine. So I think, fine. Two people I knew really well. Hopefully there'll be some other people that I know well as well. So we meet up first thing on a Saturday morning to pick up the barge, to kind of hand over our deposits and get lessons on how to steer the barge and go through locks and do all that good stuff. And when I turn up, so it's me, it's Alex, David, and sort of six or seven other guys that I've never actually seen before in my life, which is fine, but it wasn't what I was expecting. And everybody's chatting away, and it just becomes clear that they've all seen each other quite recently. They all know each other quite well. And in fact, I'm really the only one that hasn't seen the groom or his best man for quite some time. But I still feel quite flattered to have been invited onto the trip. Now, our plan, or the plan for the weekend, was pretty simple. Basically, we were just going to sail, cruise, whatever you want to call it, the barge, down the Grand Union Canal. We'd get to a halfway point and we'd turn around. And along the way, we'd just stop off at all the little pubs, canalside pubs along the way, and we'd have some fun, we'd have some drinks. And that's what happened. So for the first few hours, we're stopping off every way. And I'm trying to kind of make conversation and integrate myself into this group. And they are a really nice group, but I am feeling on the outside of it. And I cast my mind back, and Alex and David were quite involved with their local church when we were at school. And that wasn't my thing at all, but it didn't really affect our friendship at all. It was just something that, you know, we didn't agree on. But it turned out that pretty much everybody other than me on this trip was involved with the local church in some way, and that's really how they knew each other. So that didn't help my feeling of slightly being the kind of odd one out. But it hadn't been an issue up until that point. I'd kept my head down. It was all fine. I was happy just to have fun on the weekend. So after a few stops along the way, we get to what we decide is going to be our lunch stop. And we have, you know, some nice food, more drink, chatting again. I'm trying to get to know this group. And somebody casually asks with sort of nothing else behind it other than casual conversation, which church I go to. And rather than just saying, you know what, mate, I'm not that religious, which, you know, I'm sure would have been absolutely fine. For some reason, because it had become a big issue in my mind, I found myself giving kind of like a clumsy defence of my own lack of belief, kind of a case for conscientious atheism. And I made a cack-handed job of it. I felt awkward. Basically, everybody felt awkward. And I wish I hadn't opened my mouth. So lunch finishes. We have a couple more drinks. I kind of keep myself to myself. And we get back on the barge. And the weather, forgot to mention, it's absolutely glorious. We've really lucked out with the weekend. So we're kind of sailing along. half of the guys are kind of beneath deck. They're sleeping off their big lunch. Alex and David and a couple of their other stags are up at the front of the barge, where there's a small deck, and they're just doing a bit of sunbathing and smoking and chatting. And I'm basically on my own at the back of the barge. I don't really feel a connection to anybody other than Alex and David, but I don't want to monopolise their time. So I'm relatively happy just at the back of the barge, caught up in my own thoughts and thinking our school days and kind of what's passed this morning. And just as I'm caught up in this and just genuinely happy watching the world pass by, I spot something floating in the water in the canal. And I look a bit closer and I see that it's actually it's a rabbit. And presumably dead, but not necessarily. So I grab the barge pole and I just gently kind of scoop the animal out of the water. And I actually do a good job. I get it in the first go. And as I'm holding it, I can see even at the length of a barge pole that it's long dead. So I look round, expecting there to at least be a couple of faces seeing what's been going on. I've been doing a bit of splashing. I haven't been trying to stay quiet. But I look around and it's exactly as it was before. The guys at the front, they're just chatting with each other. They're completely oblivious. The guys downstairs are still sleeping. And I don't know what it was. I don't know whether it was I had a few drinks. I don't know whether it was a keenness to kind of make some impression upon this group. Or maybe it was just the kind of schoolboy and me leaping to the fore. But rather than putting it back in the water, I decided to see just how close I could get to the guys at the front of the barge with this animal draped over the end of the barge pole. So I'm making my way along the, I don't know if you call it a running board, but whatever the barge equivalent of a running board is. And actually turns out I could get pretty close. So then it just feels to dangle it in their face, and still nobody's seen me, a little bit pathetic. So I felt I only need to put it down or have a kind of big finale to my act. So I decide to just shout, "Incoming!" And I lob this animal in this high arc, and my aim is absolutely perfect, to give myself credit. And it just lands with a splat right in the middle of the deck on somebody's towel, splashes everybody. And I look at them with a big grin, thinking I'm going to get this kind of, funny, where have you come from? And all I see is these sort of ashen faces, like a combination of absolute disgust. And I look down and I realise that what I've thrown at them with no small fanfare is not actually a dead rabbit, it's actually a dead puppy. Now, looking at it on the deck, in daylight, it's unmistakably canine. I can't believe how anybody, myself included, could have thought it was a rabbit at the time. So I'm trying to explain what I thought it was. They're hearing absolutely none of it. I just, people that I don't really know are calling me a sicko. The commotion has got the guys who were downstairs to come up, and they're asking all the same questions, and I have to stand there while Exhibit A is still on the deck, while the whole story and my part in it is explained again and again, with me taking a darker role in each retelling. And all I can think is, while that thing is there, this is not going to go away. So I pick up the barge pole again and try to lift the thing off the deck back into the water. But as you can imagine, lifting something floppy out of deep water with a pole is relatively easy. Lifting something off a hard surface with a pole is really quite difficult. So I actually managed to make the whole situation slightly worse by spending a few agonising seconds just pushing this corpse around the deck. Fortunately, somebody just pushed me out of the way, grabbed one of the sunbathing towels, just very respectfully sort of gathered up this poor animal and just very delicately put it back in the water. And my kind of humiliation, if you like, was complete when in the aftermath I heard somebody say, "Well, why on earth did you invite that guy? He's clearly not one of us. He's not like one of us." And then I heard my erstwhile best friend say, "Well, to be honest, one of the gang dropped out at the last minute and we needed somebody to help share the cost of the barge." Thank you.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates,
with audio production by Dave Pickering
at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
You can download Dave's own podcast, Getting Better Acquainted,
at gettingbetteracquainted.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.